Dvar Halachim, Chavis Halvavis, Thursday night, or Lechav Dalet Elul, Toshinayim Dalet.
So based on what we learned last night, anyway, most people, I think, get up in the morning to say Slichas. Except for the first one, Motzei Shabbos, which rather in light of what we said last night, the Achronim wonder why the first one is at night. And some even recommend there it should be said in the morning. Certainly if you're going to say it before Alos, that's the ideal time for all Slichas. Be that all as it may, when you wake up in the morning, the following brachas must be said before you say Slichas, even if you're late. That's when you have to say on the Tefillah Shadayim, because you're washing your hands and you're davening. Slichas is called, you're being mispalel, and that triggers the chiyuv on the Tefillah Shadayim. It would not be correct to wait until later. Even there's some people who are masader. Whether if you always say on the Tefillah Shadayim right away, which is not so poshut, so obviously you're going to say it now right away also. But even if you masader it later with the Birchas HaShachar, but here you're going to say on the Tefillah Shadayim before you mispalel, and Slichas is enough of a tefillah to demand that you say on the Tefillah Shadayim. Ashayatzo you're going to say, presumably you use the facilities, and you're certainly supposed to say Ashayatzo as somuch as possible to that, so you're going to be saying Ashayatzo, and you're going to be somech Elokai Neshama Shenasato be to that, so you'll be saying that. Bichsa Torah, it says you should preferably say before Slichas, because of the Shaila, whether you have to be saying it before Slichas. So that's Bichsa Torah. So you have on Tils Daima Shiyasar, Alokai, Neshama Shunasatovi, and you have Bichsa Torah. Bichsa Shachar, you could say it, it's really optional to say it before or afterwards. The Achronim do not, say which way is preferable. I would imagine it's always preferable to say it as early as possible if you have time, because you're being nehena. So you might as well say Pokeach Ivrim al Basharumim Atir Asurim Somechnov. You might as well say that then. But a component of the Achronim don't talk about a preference. What they do talk about is if you're saying it in the morning and it's already the man of Mishayakir, they say, although it's not the minig, it's not the minute so much to wear tzal. Everybody should be Mesatef Batalis, not just the Shliach Tzibur, but really everybody should be Mesatef Batalis when saying the Yud Gimel Midah. So if it's the Zman already in the morning when you could, that should be done. Okay. They suggest that should be done. It doesn't seem to be the minig, but maybe it should be the minig. Okay. Chodesh Halvavos. We're in Shia 36, and now he took us through his journey of figuring out the need for the Sefer, deciding to write one for himself, switching over and writing it for the public, taking a step back and saying, I'm not going to do as good a job as I'd like to do, maybe as good a job as should be done. And then he says he realized that's the Yetzer Hara attacking him with an Atzlus attack. And then he says some very strong words and very, I think, famous phrases that if everybody... nothing would ever be accomplished in this world if people would wait until they were sure they would be successful, or until they... I think there's even a Goyish expression, the perfect is the enemy of the good. I think there's such an expression. And that's what he's saying here in the Akdoma, that if you wait to get things perfect, then nobody will ever accomplish anything good. And he says the paths of righteousness, the path of good, would be desolate. Many good ideas got lost because of fear of not being perfect, of not being good enough. And that fear caused many failures of lack of doing. People would do important things if they would just go ahead and do it. Kamuvan, you have to have the kalim to do it, but the fear of it not being perfect, or the fear that maybe there's someone else around that can do a better job, that should not stare you, or nothing would ever get done. And that's, he says, a famous phrase, Min Azahirus Shelo Tarbe Lihi Zoher. That's a very famous phrase. V'amarti, and I thought to myself, Shimhoya Kol Mesasik Binyan Minyoni Atova O Lahora Suderech Hesher Anchono Shosek V'Omen Ashi Yigomelo Kol Ritzono Lo yodim adabe dover achrayan avim alayim ha-shalom, because they were perfect, and after them, no one's perfect anymore. Asher b'char mechem l'shlichut v'amtim b'zroso. I realized further people, it's human nature to do evil because that's what's comfortable and that's what's momentarily at least pleasurable, so they and they lazy or they neglect to follow the paths of chesed, they want to have a good time. So unless there's an active push to be good, people will tend to deteriorate. If something tempting calls out to them, Bodos Divrei Sheker, so they'll come up with all sorts of rationales and cheshbonos and Divrei Sheker, Lintos Eilo, the Somuch of Satanos of Lamed Tiyoso, and they'll all of a sudden become very big Lamdonim, and they'll say all sorts of svaros, why it's okay to do this and to do that, and Adrab, it's a mitzvah to do it, and Chazek Odosov, and they'll become big Lamdonim, and they'll become very active, and they'll put together very impressive arguments. Then Yorlehem their MS Likro Osom. Oh, so as he says, but if there's a light of truth or MS, someone lights a light, Likro Osom. No, they don't listen. Bodos Dvorim Betelum Lehimonim in a Tosol. The Tonos all of them. They say, oh, that person's a terrible person. He's a fake, he's a phony, he's a hypocrite. Don't listen to him. Machtias Eshvilov, they cause those paths of truth to look faulty and full of chesroiness, and don't listen to them. The Sosa says, in Yadav Lahavri, Tibur, of Lipoid, Medav Chalodav, Oizav, and Slav. So your enemy is your Yetzihara. But you need Ezer Hashem, Elim Yelo Ezer Meyelokov, Umochiach Mizman, Umochiach. You need a mentor, someone that's going to criticize you. Someone that's going to criticize what you do wrong, and someone that's going to point out the things you're doing. So where he's going with this is that he wants his sefer to become that mentor for people, because as he started sort of a new paragraph, a new idea, after he said that no one would ever accomplish anything, he then, I guess, goes on, he doesn't... The flow is a little misleading, but he goes on and says that I realized something else, that people need a mora derech. People need a mentor, or else left on their own, as we see. I mean, we see people come up with all sorts of rationales for what they do, and they attack people who want to teach them the right way, everybody needs like a higher authority to, nowadays they knock down the higher authority too. So I don't know what, you got to keep climbing till you get to the Eibishter, I guess. But anything less than the Eibishter, they just take the guy apart. But it's all for the purpose of being able to continue Bishurus Libam. So that's what he says. So that's a problem, and we'll maybe learn the solution of this.